All right, I'd like to call to order the September 26, 2016 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education work session. Could we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. Thank you. So we'll just move right on into our work session. Todd, if you want to stay here to just kind of go over the board protocol, if you saw anything that jumped out at you, because that's kind of a group thing. Otherwise, it's your call. So I sent out the revisions to the board protocol and just, struck out anything that we wanted to change and then made anything new in red. So changed the tense to present tense. Hopefully I caught them all. And then I think we had struck a few things. So I don't know if any of you had a chance to review it from when I sent it out, or if you want to just read through it here.
I looked through it when you sent it out. I looked through
okay.
it. I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I didn't see anything.
Okay. All right.
Honestly,
thanks, Todd.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. If everybody thinks this is okay, then we'll go ahead and put it on the agenda for our October meeting to approve our revised board protocol, and I'll go ahead and clean it up
okay.
and send out a clean copy for everybody, and then we can after we approve it, then it'll go on to our website as well.
Looks good. Looks
okay.
really good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all the suggestions. I think they're good changes in here. I think it reflects kind of where we are.
Yes, and I think it's a much more aspirational document than what we had before.
Okay, yeah. Kind of before, a little more oversight-ish than,
right.
yeah, okay, I agree. And this
moves us to where, we are doing things, and we're, we are responsible for and so forth, so.
What you looking at?
Just under personal growth. I meant to tell you that earlier. See, it's board is crossed out.
Okay. Yep.
So that needs to stay in.
Okay. Yep. I'll just let me make a note on here. Okay. Unstrike that. Okay. Thank you. And actually, when you read through this, it's something that we really should read through ourselves every once in a while, because it's a good reminder, especially, as things come up throughout the year, or you're just in you go to a building visit, or you're out at the grocery store and somebody makes a comment. I think it's a good reminder to make sure that we always let Diane know when we hear things, regardless of what they are, so that she can be
right.
working on them or let us know what's happening so we can share the right information. So, okay, great. So next, here we are on our board goals. So
right.
you want to start out, let's start out with the changes that I made based on the notes I had.
Okay.
So on the first page on the first page I took that note off at the very top and then just got rid of that on every other page for the goals. The note about the communication. And then on the first one, we had talked about wanting to focus on personalized learning. Wait a second. Oh, I'm on B here. There we go. Sorry. There we go.
Okay.
So we wanted to focus on personalized learning on the first one and then add in there the importance of supporting the hiring and retention of qualified staff.
Okay.
Those were the only two things that I had in my notes.
Okay, now, when we say as well as hiring, we're not talking about teachers and stuff, right?
Well, no, we are, because we're saying that part of our
Board of Education goals, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That we're going to oversee the finances in a way that allows for
okay.
meaningful professional development and for our administrators to hire
okay.
and retain qualified staff.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Are you thinking something?
Yeah, I just kind of overlooked that overseas finances.
I think it's good.
Should it say by the administration?
Well, no, because I kind of overlooked Nancy. Mm-hmm. Overseas finances in a manner.
Or I could say overseas finances in a manner that allows the district's administration to provide meaningful professional development opportunities as well as hire and retain qualified
staff.
There you go.
It makes it a little fuzzy, mm-hmm. whether it's talking about us or whether it's talking.
Well, if somebody reads it, they might think that we are the one that does all that.
Right.
So if we clear it up.
So that allows district administration.
Yes.
To provide.
Mm-hmm. And then professional development
opportunities, yeah, as well as hire and retain. Okay.
Yep.
The only reason I'm pausing is if that's the step that's about how finance ensures excellence in instruction for every student, then there's also making sure the budget is in good shape for all the materials
support
that they need. Think about mm-hmm, like this year, the one-to-one computer thing.
Right.
That's really important for student results, and it's indirectly dependent on the finances being in good, mm-hmm, shape. Mm-hmm. So number two really is still a little too narrow, because what we're trying to do is keep the finances healthy for all of the money that needs to, mm-hmm, be spent, mm-hmm, to enhance student learning. So it's hiring and retention of staff,
professional development,
and other expenses.
You've got two different pots of money. You've got the operating,
right,
budget and the PI budget.
Right.
And so, mm-hmm, maybe if we use those two pots and say that we're going to ensure that, mm-hmm, you know, both on the operating side of things and also in terms of permanent improvements.
Mm-hmm. Right, because that's related to student results as well.
Right. So what would be the...
We oversee finances in both the operating and permanent improvement budgets in a manner that allows professional development.
Can we just say in all areas rather than divide them out? Or
I kind of like the idea of calling out, of adding something in there about... What do we call it?
No, I'm saying with Dick, like instead of putting out PI, just say overseas finances in all areas that allow meaningful professional development, that allow your professional development as well as hiring and retention, along with student development.
Yeah.
How many
items do you want in the list?
We could
just be very broad.
Yeah.
You could just say operating, mm-hmm, budget and the PI budget.
Well, I think
instead of listing more and more things.
I think this is an opportunity not only. I think I'd be comfortable saying in all areas, because I think we understand.
Yes. And if you go in the other split
out. But
if somebody else reads this,
right,
I think a little more specific comment as to, you know, the operating budget, permanent improvement budget would educate or inform somebody that.
So don't call it a PI. Call it
permanent.
Yes.
Yes.
Because people are not going to know what that is. That really don't get into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that would keep it short and oversee finances in a manner that,
oversee finances both
for permanent improvement
in the operating and permanent improvement funds.
Permanent improvement.
And then you could either stop it there because we understand the connection, or you could be specific.
If we list those other items, we could change it to say, you know, that allows for one mm-hmm. meaningful professional development, two, the hiring and retention of qualified staff, and three,
the providing the buildings and other resources or something.
Yeah. Providing resources.
I like the word resource, you know.
Yeah.
Resources kind of covers, for
yeah, buildings, that's the classrooms, you know, the computers, the textbooks.
Technology. Yeah.
Resources for all students. Something like that.
Yep.
How about resources for student learning? That pulls in your
right
student learning. Okay.
Would somebody read that and say, "Well, that leaves out extracurriculars"?
Maybe.
No, extracurriculars are part of student learning.
How about student learning and performance?
Let's see, because the up on or student performance and learning, since that's the goal, the title of the goal is student performance, student learning.
Student learning, so we're throwing those into two, that we oversee that.
Okay. Student performance and learning.
Now you can read it, and then we'll probably change it again. Or you could put it in there. Just think about it, how you got all the key words. You know? We trust you, Sue. And you can send it to us, and we can tweak it.
Okay, but you got to respond if I send it to
you. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Let me know.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Is that good for number one?
Yep.
I think that was a good suggestion, good addition. Number two, the only thing we changed on here, besides taking off the note at the top, was to change the policy, you know, get rid of the policy committee, make it all, get rid of the legislative committee, and make it all.
Yep.
And I didn't have any other notes on my paper about 1B.
I think we were okay with all that.
Okay. Countdown. Put up your green flag when you're ready for me to move on.
Green.
Okay.
Go.
3 of 11. Let's go.
Okay. So on 1C, we had talked about that we didn't want to just tie ourselves into the at OSBA conferences and change it to the board will network with other educators at OSBA conferences and elsewhere. Or I think, or yes, OSBA conferences and within our community to support. Okay, I think that's all it is. So
I like it like that. Like you have it right
within
there.
Our own community to support innovation and collaborative.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, because we're supporting and promoting innovation and collaboration.
I have a question.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what keys us for a board committee to be on the very bottom where you pick up? What cues that a committee needs to be formed in those times?
It's like what we give an update on every week.
I mean, that doesn't even have to be on here. I think I had originally put it on there because on some of them, the responsible persons were a committee.
Okay.
And so I just put that on every page. But if we don't have any committees on that are referenced, then I could just take that off of there because it might be confusing.
You want to be on a committee?
It probably would be confusing to be on there.
I'm just asking what makes a committee
there are a lot of committees that are listed as board committees, and most of them are what do you call it when you only use them if they're needed?
Ad hoc.
Yes, the majority of them are ad hoc committees. Mm-hmm. But at our organizational meeting at the beginning of the year, we have to assign board members to each committee.
Okay.
Really, and then last year,
she get in?
Well, I think at this point, yeah, at this point, kind of, I mean, any board member is always welcome to attend a meeting, but this coming January, you would officially be assigned to some other committees. And actually, in the past, the Finance Committee and the Policy Committee were board committees that were really the only ones that were meeting. Mm. And then we switched them from being a board committee to being the treasurer's finance group.
That's my question right there.
Okay.
So why is there a board committee for some committees? Is there something going on specifically?
Okay. If you look at the history, it's because, and if you read our board policy, mm-hmm. it kind of talks about these different committees and that the president will assign members in case this committee, like negotiations committee, Ed and I were assigned to that, and this last year was a negotiations year. Mm-hmm. We still have to assign people to it every year, even though you may not have negotiations.
For example, mm-hmm. if it's a negotiation year, so that triggers the committee.
Yes.
Right. So there's some big legislative issue that triggers the committee to come into action. Yeah. Or there's some big safety issue or safety legislation or initiative that triggers the committee. So there are things in the environment
that trigger
the committee to take activity.
Right.
And to bring it to the meeting.
Yeah, and frequently, we may not even be having meetings as a committee, but the person assigned to this so-called committee is more of the liaison or the person that kind of,
like Amy, I'm on the board
right.
at the Youth Drug Coalition. Mm-hmm. So I attend those meetings, and then I bring all the information here on what's going down with the marijuana laws, when it's going to be. Did you get that envelope?
I did, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
What's going to happen, how far we're out at looking for everything to be enacted, how it's going to affect the kids, edibles are going to be available. You know, that's mm-hmm. so I go to their board meetings to bring back to this board meeting to let the public know there.
But Amy doesn't she doesn't specifically call a
meeting
safety committee meeting of the board to talk about things and kind of
like TPP was we were going to lose and are going to lose a mm-hmm. lot of money and so I decided that I would go and talk to our legislators to mm-hmm. see if I could inform them of the impact on our school district.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've reported back what I have done, conversations that we had, information about that particular topic. And the two things that I've been talking about with legislators are College Credit Plus and the state withholding, I guess is the way to say it, for students who are students from our district who are mm-hmm. educated in other locations.
Mm-hmm.
We get about $3,800 per student, but if a student goes someplace, the state withholds $5,900.
It's amazing, isn't it?
So, you know, we got $2,100 per student
that
I argue has to be made up by local taxpayers.
Right, right.
Now, I have been told that's not the case.
You're so not where's the other $2,100 at?
Yeah.
Please explain to me. Where do we come up with it? Do we just bill you as the state?
But I think you bring up a good point. Yeah. I don't know that those committees really need to be listed on there.
Yeah,
I don't think they do either because most
if a committee is listed as being responsible, then I could list the name of the person. But if there's no committees, and I think we pretty much got rid of them.
You can take them off and just put the governance team under notes.
Yeah. Just keep the governance team on there because I think it's important people understand that in our eyes, the governance team is both is all of us.
I agree with you. I don't think we need the committees on them.
Okay. So your question, which I was good, I think that.
Because I thought I heard something else. Mm-hmm. The committees, from my standpoint, mm-hmm. reflect the view of the board in total as to how hands-on or how, I'm going to use the word intrusive, into day-to-day operations the board wants to be in it, and policy, finance, and so forth. We have people that at this point are, I think, trusted. I trust them to handle things well. That may not have always been the case. And so those committee meetings would provide a forum for some discussions outside of board meetings in a more formal setting and so forth. But, you know, I think it is the prerogative of the board to exert through committee organization as much or as little control this as we think is important. So if you felt like, for example,
I don't know, I kind of, yeah, because I think there's really no purpose. I don't think.
We can do that.
I'm not necessarily suggesting that we should take those off. I was just...
But I think we should. I mean, seriously. Because, like, just like you, you know, we're in the middle of this thing, and you're not even on there. Do you see what I'm seeing? Which in January we're going to redo them. And so I don't think it's necessary to have it on there.
I think that it needs to be on there at least once, because this is our goals, correct? So part of our goals is who's assigned to what committees and kind of what the roles of those committees are. So I think it definitely needs to be on there at least once.
Maybe just on the first page, like how we have the comment about, you know, our communication.
Right. Doesn't need to be on there every page. Right.
Okay. And so really, I mean, we're only going to have negotiations, legislative, and safety. And we could, I mean, maybe have a short blurb in there that members of these committees kind of serve a liaison role at this point.
Because I think we want to make sure that this document is user-friendly to us, but it's also user-friendly as a format moving forward to other people coming onto the board.
Okay. So on the first page and off of the rest. Okay. So we are now on to...
A note. I might put the governance team first in the committees.
Yeah, I like that.
I agree. And governance team, I think, only needs to be on the first page as well.
Okay.
Rather than redundant every time. Right.
Okay. So on this one, we did change something. We changed the order of them because this was to monitor the district's comprehensive financial plan. So we said the first thing that we needed to do was study the five-year forecast. And I will change PI to say permanent improvement.
Yeah. I think that spells it out for people.
Yeah.
Right. And then on the second one, instead of just saying following the district's cash balance policy, being aware of potential levy needs based on the district's forecast, cash balance policy, and any other extenuating factors.
I like it.
Okay. Right. 2B, communicate the overall financial status of the district. We decided to get rid of number one, since there is no more boards, no more finance committee of the board. And then just made a couple of revisions in here, promoting continuous utilizing board meetings, district newsletters, and then adding one about researching new opportunities for communication throughout the year.
I'm not sure if community meetings and involvement, or if it should say community involvement and meetings. I guess it really doesn't make any difference. I think it just reads nicer.
Okay, wait, what? So, utilizing board meetings,
community involvement and meetings.
Okay.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't know if I just...
Or maybe instead of putting the and in there, say community meetings, comma, community involvement, comma, mm-hmm.
Yes,
and.
Yes, that and's bugging me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Everything else all right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. My one question is, do we want to put levy committee on there and governance team, or because that's really not anything that we have any control over. Maybe just put governance team for responsible persons.
Where?
On action step number one, over under the responsible persons, uh-huh. We've got levy committee under
I
responsible
just put
persons.
Governance
team. Yeah, just governance team.
Right. We deleted,
that's I think so.
Deleted that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, this is the first time we have talked about this one. So this goal three, maintaining a safe learning environment, that we're going to support and promote continued focus on safety. Objective A, to support safety throughout the district. And again, wherever it says PI, I'll change that to permanent improvement. I'll spell it out.
I don't even think that we need to put it as a result of our PI mm-hmm. discussion.
Yeah, that is a little weird,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I would just start with ensure adequate resources, because no matter what, we're going to do it no matter what we discuss on our PI.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to say the board will
ensure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will work to
or
ensure.
The board ensures keeping it present. Present.
Right. We were changing a lot of the future tense to present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So put the board will ensure.
Or no, just the board ensures.
Or is it the action steps?
Well, maybe not. That was for the protocol. That was for the protocol.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We weren't necessarily taking the future tense out for the action steps.
Right, right.
These are our actions
for the future. Yes, okay.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it would
mm-hmm.
just be ensure.
So the board will ensure.
Yeah.
Would be appropriate.
I mean, you could chop it down. You could say the board will ensure adequate resources to maintain safe facilities, period. The board will support training and education.
Yeah, you don't even need building
and
transportation
period.
And grounds.
Mm-hmm.
That does bring it.
And then the same thing with number three, the second sentence may be unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
The board will monitor safety issues throughout the district through communications with the superintendent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so on the first one, I'm getting rid of as a result of our PI discussion and just changing it to the board will ensure adequate resources to maintain safe facilities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Second one, the board will support training and education for staff, students, and families.
Right.
Do we want to say training in the area of safety, that the board will support safety training and education, or?
Safety. Yes, because that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about safety,
yeah.
So.
Because it's not training in any other area under this one.
Okay, and then the last one, just the board will monitor safety issues throughout the da-da-da-da and get rid of the second sentence.
Through communication with the superintendent, yep.
I want to just make a comment.
Sure.
To toot our horn a little bit. So Eric is from... grew up in a different town, and
mm-hmm.
he was just communicating with some of his friends from high school who still live in that community. And they have had a lot of issues, and the community is very much up in arms that there's been some safety-related issues at the schools, mm-hmm. but the school system doesn't have a good way of communicating to the parents that this happened and this mm-hmm. this was taken care of and mm-hmm. everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Our email system yeah. that goes out, that communicates when yeah. things happen that make parents nervous, mm-hmm. they're almost communicated to instantaneously or very yeah. quickly.
I know, it's awesome.
Yeah,
right. I love that.
Well, you think about Mill Valley, when their electricity was out, mm-hmm. they sent that email out, and right. yeah, kind of let them know the cause and right. what the response was, and
right.
that they have a plan in place, right. and yeah, I that's a good
it's
point.
It's very reassuring to the community,
yeah.
and because this other town doesn't have that,
mm-hmm.
it is a huge
it's chaos,
issue.
Right?
It's mm-hmm. a huge chaos issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's good.
So I wanted to express thanks to the district for
yeah,
receiving that.
Could you imagine being a parent that didn't get that communication and know something's going on? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many parents just automatically get in their car and go to the mm-hmm. situation mm-hmm. because they don't know, you know? I'd be one of them.
Right.
I know what I would do, you know?
And the rumor mill sometimes.
I would just drive away. It was a crisis. You got professionals for that, Amy.
You got the kids. Well, if they're not communicating and we don't know.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I think the communication is good.
I thought yeah. you meant you would just drive
help.
Away because
the
you leave the kids.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, are we?
Yep.
3B. Okay, so here our action plan is, or our objective B is to stay current with safety trends.
Okay.
Why are we not putting this all in the same one?
Because the first one is to support safety, because it's all in goal number 3, but we have different objectives.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So our first one was to support safety throughout the district. This one is to stay current with safety trends.
Is there a C? I forget.
And there is a C. The C is to support the use of our district's and community's resources in order to provide the best services for our students and families.
You can add on number 1, Union County Drug Coalition. Youth Drug Coalition, because that's educating.
Do we need to even
no,
call
don't
those
even
out?
Have to name those.
You know,
no,
yeah, so get rid of that. Just educate ourselves by attending programs covering safety issues, period. Because some of those
things. We need to get the board.
The board.
Will or.
I would consider for action step number 2. Or even maybe 3,
mm-hmm.
that the responsible person is the board.
Yeah.
That's more of a question, Nan. Like, if you wanted to go to a safety session or Dick,
yes,
that seems appropriate. If, you know, we go down to the conferences.
Sure.
We attend various things, whether we're on the safety committee or not, right?
Well, I would say I really think it should just be all. I mean, it needs to be the governance team, too.
Right.
Because we're all in this.
Oh, okay.
So just put all.
Just put all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that each of us has to go to everything, but
we're kind of... Well, that's just like all of us, but you guys might go to a bullying issue thing, and I'm going to the drug coalition thing mm-hmm. to do the mm-hmm. thing. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
And going back to Nan's comment, if we have the committees on the first page and just have, you know, if we have that safety committee... You know, we could, and Amy's name, Amy and Brian's name, or whoever's name is on there, you know, we can just say that committee members can...
just kind of oversee it.
Yeah, that's yeah. Awesome. I mean, you know, if there's special projects or certain information that they can share because they're more closely involved in it or something, but I don't know.
Could we combine this to just action step 1? Because if the board
is going
to educate...
Or just get rid of 2.
Yeah.
And 3.
Yeah.
Or, in you know, attending programs.
And training sessions.
And
covering safety items.
Mm-hmm.
You could. You could put that all into one.
You could make at least 1 or 2 of them. I see your point. Number 2 doesn't really need to stand alone.
Right.
It kind of fits under number 1.
Mm-hmm.
But I think number three is a little separate. Has anybody gone to any of those in-house training sessions?
Alice.
Did you go to that?
No.
But I've
Well, I know what it is because I've been to it in the police thing, but not.
But we're probably welcome to go to one or two of those if
you know, like maybe with your building liaison, it would be a good opportunity to just call them up and say, "Hey, if you guys are doing something like that, could you let me know?"
Right.
So I can see how it works.
They probably won't do Alice again until. Well, they might do it this year.
I would keep number three separate because I don't think we do those in-house trainings as much.
Right.
Obviously the staff does them regularly.
And the families, do we really do the families in those? Do they bring the families?
I don't know.
I'm not sure we involve families with teacher.
We could just say attend in-house training sessions, period.
That's it. Yeah. Board take out the back. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And take out number two.
Right.
And combine one and two.
Well, I don't even think you need to put anything about two and one. Just say the board will educate ourselves by attending programs covering safety issues.
There you go.
Period.
Yep. The one that I had a question about, Amy, and maybe it comes up on Objective C.
Okay.
Are we ready to move to that yet or not?
Sure. Yes. Is everybody done with?
Well, how about the board members will educate themselves as opposed to the board will educate ourselves.
Board will educate itself. Yes, the board will educate itself.
The board members.
Board members
will educate.
Board.
Educate.
Yeah, so members. The board members will educate themselves by attending safety programs.
Right.
Okay. Board members will educate themselves by attending programs covering safety issues.
Issues, yeah.
Board will attend in
most training
sessions.
Okay. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
3C.
Yeah. Like high school if they're at the other end of the building rather than lock yourself in and before they come, get out of the building and go somewhere.
All right.
Go on.
So, Amy, looking at number one, is number one, is that intended to be all about the drug awareness program?
Yes. Yep. Okay, and we do have a partnership with, it's the Youth Drug-Free Coalition. We need to put youth in there and start talking.
So what if we make that a little more clear, that one of the action steps is to support you could call them partnerships or whatever they are, programs addressing drug awareness in the schools. Is that what number one is really about?
I think so.
Well, it can be both, though. It can be Alice training, too. So what I would put is maybe the board will support existing partnerships such as Start Talking, Drug-Free Coalition, etc. Maybe put ETC on the end of that. Because there's going to be more programs coming up.
No, here's my problem with it. If you don't know what Start Talking is, it doesn't really help.
Okay,
so
putting drug awareness.
Can you specify what types of partnerships? Are they all about drug awareness, or are they about?
Well, they're about bullying, drug awareness.
Okay.
They're about that.
I think again,
suicide.
As we did in the previous one, if we remove the specific programs and make them a bit more general statement that we will support programs because a program may come
existing
and go.
Programs, right. Well, instead of partnerships, Sue.
Okay.
The board will support existing programs that deal with drugs.
Or do we even need to say existing because I don't know.
The board will support,
like, we'll support
programs.
Right. Mm-hmm. And actually, if you look at number two, we're talking, we add in mental health resources. Could we just combine one and two and kind of list, you know, drug awareness, mental health?
And I think we ought to get rid of three because I don't think it fits here.
Okay.
I don't either. It doesn't.
So if...
Although if you look at the objective, we want to support the use of our districts and communities' resources in order to provide the best services. So I guess in some way, you know, I think about our community's resources and talk about and the district's resources, and I specifically think about our high school and how as we have, you know, once we get a full early college high school and we already have some extra space in the traditional high school, and we've talked about that there could be some opportunities for providing some services in-house, partnering with, you know, like, because we went on a trip one time
to Cincinnati.
So why don't
we do this? Why don't
you
just
say
shared
services? They had like some mental health services right in their school building.
Why don't you just put shared services, period, instead of utilizing any building space available? Because then we'll support and encourage the idea of shared services throughout the community, okay? But whereas if we get invited somewhere, we can go, or we can invite people.
If you're going to do that, then I think you have to identify, you know, because as I read it, mm-hmm. it just was about we're going to make building space available
right.
to people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we talked about above partnerships, mm-hmm. You know, we'll support and encourage, partnerships through the sharing of space and utilizing.
Yeah, I don't even think you have
and that and that might and that well yeah and again, we're talking about that we'll support and encourage it.
Right.
We're not initiating it because
what about community wraparound services? That was a
community wraparound services. That's a good ending mm-hmm. for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
courage the idea.
Yeah.
ESA discussions is okay. What kind of wraparound yeah. services
I like that.
Does
okay.
the yeah. community need to provide?
Okay.
But again, I think if you say we're gonna support mm-hmm. Partnerships that deal with health and safety issues. That would possibly include space or mm-hmm. other kinds of things. So I don't know whether or not we need to identify.
I don't like it.
One of those is that, you know, they can use the building.
Yeah,
see, I don't
yep,
like
I don't
that, though, right. now that you brought it up, because mm-hmm. then if we turn someone down, they're going to say, well, right there it says it. Okay, mm-hmm. so if we don't feel that we want to be a part of that, we're still going to have to answer to that if somebody brings it. So I like your idea of getting rid of that. Because I don't think it has to do anything with building space. Mm-hmm. We will find the space if we want to. You know what I mean? The space mm-hmm. is there, and we
yeah.
know that.
And I,
yeah.
you know, I think that, you know, if we talk about, you know, the
wraparound
spaces
right. Right.
and all those kinds of things.
Right.
That kind of encompasses the mm-hmm. general idea, mm-hmm. I think. So how? So,
well, I think partnerships and wraparound services.
Good idea.
Looking at number two, will support and encourage
partnerships. Services to meet the needs of our
services.
Students. There
okay,
you go.
Guys, I need to back up.
Right.
But think I mean, I guess. I
okay,
think there's a lot
two.
Of things that can be combined. So the first
right.
question is, do we need three action steps?
No. I vote no.
No.
I agree. I think there's a lot of redundancy in here.
Mm-hmm. I think in two, I like the imagery of the wraparound services.
Mm-hmm.
I like the imagery of the partnerships.
Yeah.
I would get rid of the including mental health.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like what Dick said. We will support and encourage partnerships
and wraparound services
with the community to address the needs of all our students. That includes your mental health, your mm-hmm. you know.
And that could be then building space. It could be
yes.
that we would share some staff time or whatever.
And then number one, maybe we could say we will support and help develop partnerships.
But that's, we're not, we don't help. I mean, we support. Yeah, I mean, like, it's our administrators.
Develop, like Sam Kionis, we're bringing him in.
Well, but it's, we're not doing it. Our district is.
Okay.
We support and promote those kinds of things, but we're not the ones who actively.
Okay, so the board will support, because we don't want to put partnerships again up there.
Programs. We have the board will support programs.
To address.
I almost feel like we can.
How about to address all safety issues?
It goes down to one.
In our. Of our students.
Get rid of one.
And maybe just incorporate it all.
Just does do number one two step. Incorporate everything you want to do?
Like some people say, if you only have one, that doesn't look like enough. But I don't think you force an action step if
look,
really...
You could do it. You could say, we will support and encourage existing and additional partnerships to address the safety needs of our students.
Yeah, because then that one could be just
the board will support
needs.
And encourage...
existing and additional programs or partnerships, whichever word you prefer, to address the safety needs of our students.
And maybe we should put something in there about drugs.
Well, that's what kind of I was thinking. If most of the programs would be supported by the board, but it's possible that you or somebody could get an idea, you know, like drugs is one of the big safety issues
yes.
going on right now. And it's not that we only support what sometimes an initiative can come from the board.
Mm-hmm.
You do a lot yourself. That's why I like the word encourage,
mm-hmm.
support and encourage.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of covers if you're
right.
being a little more
right.
active
right.
and thinking well. Of a creative way to address a health crisis. You know,
mm-hmm. we have in food service a focus on nutrition. Because that's a concern for children today, that they get introduced to a variety of different fruits and vegetables and well-prepared meals as opposed to, you know, fast food only type things. Being the son of a physical education professor, I think we need to do some things as a board, and I would like personally to see more done in terms of physical fitness, even though I'm not a good example of a physically fit individual. I think others ought to be more physically fit.
For the health and safety issues.
Right, because then health could include everything.
We will support and encourage programs for the health and safety issues of our students.
Or right. just health and, yeah, I don't even know if it needs to be issues.
Yeah,
health and safety of our students?
You know,
I think
if,
you
if
have to put
are,
issues
because
drugs are an issue.
Healthy, they're at risk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bullying is an issue.
Okay.
So I think if you put issues, that means we're addressing several different issues that we have.
Yeah.
It gets more specific.
Yeah, this needs to be a bit broad and encompassing
mm-hmm.
in terms of an action plan.
Right. I just wanted to make sure that we agreed that, especially when it comes to health and safety, that there may be programs that are initiated
mm-hmm.
or at least involve the active involvement of
mm-hmm.
board members.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, not only like health, we're talking about the different health-wise, but we're also talking health as far as STDs. Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
an issue.
Right.
So if we encompass health and safety,
okay,
we're that's
yeah.
a broad
right.
encompass.
Yeah,
I like
just
that.
Given another example, that, and I'm not trying to lengthen this discussion, but it's important as we're thinking about what we're trying to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
When I met with Michelle Kaufenberger for my building liaison visit last
mm-hmm.
spring, I said, what's the main issue going on in the building? You know what she said? The needs of the students, the physical needs of the students.
Which falls under.
This is what's happening in our schools, okay? We've got good teachers, we've got resources, but they have to fix the problems that kids are showing up to school with, and they don't always have the resources. That's a health and safety issue that's intimately tied in with teaching that the schools are dealing with.
Sure.
But, and we need to be aware, we need to be ready to support and maybe even brainstorm or initiate some. That's what she named as the main issue that they're struggling with at Bunzeld.
So have we done anything about that? Is there...
She's doing a lot of things. She's working all the time to try to figure out how to do better with this and how to find the resources.
We do it for the younger kids.
They have partnered with Job and Family Services. Mm-hmm. And they have...
Or maybe Mary Haven, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was also specifically talking about emotional and psychological needs that they show up with. Mm-hmm.
And, we do the backpacks for the younger kids that don't have food at home. Mm. Make sure they go home with food for a weekend.
Well, talking about space, going back, I don't know, 25 years ago, I've talked individually with members of the county government and suggested to people in our prior administrations to, if we had some liaison, a point of contact for the county mental health and child and human services, you know, in the high school.
Mary Applegate was trying to do that.
An officer, right. You know, and maybe at Bunzeld also. At that time I was focused solely on the high school. But there's kids that have all sorts of issues and problems, and they come to school and they're sitting there in class, and they can't concentrate because they're thinking about what went on at home last night, or they're worried about what's going to be the situation
waiting for them
when they get home. And if there was a place where they could go and plug into assistance that is not under the umbrella of the school system, I've always thought that would be a good thing, and I think what we've talked about is trying to do something like that. Because I know you've got the juvenile drug court, you've got the juvenile court regular divisions, and so forth. Mm-hmm. You've got the probate division there. If there was some place the kids could go and get answers, somebody could say, hey, let me make a phone call and I'll get you in touch with somebody that can, you can have a private conversation on the phone with them and try to figure out, you know.
That might be a good club, Dick. That might be a good start of a club that youth support youth kind of thing. And like, you know how we have the youth to youth, but maybe like a youth support system with an overall person that
like
headed up.
Like a mental health or like a psychologist or, you know, whatever license.
Right.
Well, okay, I'm thinking, you remember in Diane's goals, one of those areas was talking about students at the high school, like expulsion issues and everything, that they want to try and address a way to keep them in school. And I think that this directly relates to that goal, because a lot of times the kids that are having issues like that are just like what Dick was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting in trouble because
they don't know anything else.
Things outside of school. I don't know.
Extending the discussion. One time, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, looked at a student-run juvenile court where you have students that serve as a juror.
Mm-hmm.
They serve as the jury for other students, and you have a student that acts as the judge, moderator, and other students that act as the advocates. For the student body and for the student individual. And one of the punishments, one of the these sentences that can be handed down is to serve on so many juries. So that the idea was that if somebody has a behavioral issue, some kind, they've done something they shouldn't have done, and it got thrown to or kind of fell under the jurisdiction of the juvenile court, the court would say, okay, we're going to take this, we're going to stick it in this student court and let other peers say, well, we think your behavior was either acceptable or it was not acceptable. And it is, you know, it changes the focus of things a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think down in Brown County, they had one of those mm-hmm. setups. Not terribly common, but it was kind of an interesting idea. I had some discussions about trying to set that thing up.
So. And I think the role of the board in that case would be, when you're aware of a program like that, mm-hmm. to get some information and share it with Diane, and you know, and if as a board we feel those things are really important and we support them, then you know, I think she would hear that from us, you know, but we have to feel, you know, I mean, again, it's got to be a community-wide thing, you know, we're representing our whole community, mm-hmm. and so what are the biggest problems that we have, and so mm-hmm. we can support them by sharing other information.
Right. Well, and mm-hmm. you would need to have some adult supervision and right. you know, that costs money. Having a liaison, you know, the county officials have always said, well, you know, we'd be happy to do it if somebody would pay for it.
Right.
You know, and so...
I guess all I'm trying to say...
We might be able to go through Mary Applegate, and she might be able to figure that out. She's very, mm-hmm. very, very interested in the mental...
Yes.
And the issues that kids are having.
Holistic.
She's saying,
holistic health.
She's saying that everybody waits
mm-hmm.
until
it's a problem.
It's a problem. Instead of catching it before it's a problem. So I introduced her, I hooked her up with Diane a couple years ago, but I don't know where that stands at this point.
Well, I know, and I think sometimes Dr. Mary gets tied up in a lot of different things
right.
as well, because she actually shared some ideas with the Union County Foundation back when she was the
right.
board chairman. And it was that community, it was a community wellness plan. Mm-hmm. And I think she had talked about maybe trying to pilot some things at North Union with a smaller group.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, I haven't really heard that much follow okay. through on it either. So,
okay.
But, okay, so guys, does somebody want to read back what they see?
Do you want to get it down to one? We could do.
And we could. I don't want to.
Will support and encourage existing and
additional
programs and partnerships to address the health and safety needs of our students. I like keeping programs and partnerships
yes.
as two words, because a partnership
yes.
is not necessarily a program, but we've been talking about some of these partnerships between
right.
schools and other resources that could be.
Support and encourage existing and additional programs and partnerships to address the health and safety needs of all our students. Okay, then, and I like the idea of somehow maybe another one where we can pull in that idea of wraparound services.
That was in number two.
So I'm crossing off one.
Number two. Okay.
I'm crossing off number one.
Okay.
And then number two is what Brian just said that kind of pulls in, I think, what everybody has said. The board will support and encourage existing and additional programs and partnerships to address the health and safety needs of all our students.
What happened to the wraparound?
Well, that's what I'm just saying. Do we want to? I mean, because that's a very long sentence right there.
Okay.
So do we want to have?
That's okay. Just
another action,
know what
or,
it is.
Or somehow pull in. How can we pull in that wraparound services? Or do we feel like that's something that we want to have, that we want to call out?
I thought maybe in three
mm-hmm.
we will support and encourage community wraparound services.
Or that would be number two now.
Yeah, that would be.
Right. So you have one
mm-hmm.
that's about partnerships and programs, right. and another that's about services.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah, we will support and encourage
community
wraparound services.
Right.
addressing the needs of our students?
I don't think we need to repeat that.
Yeah. Okay.
Just and wrap around it leaves it broad wrap enough around. That whatever...
Yeah, whatever that might
develops.
Be. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because it could be in a lot of... I mean...
Right.
Think about the why and their
right.
help at Creekview with, you know, more physical fitness kinds of things. Yeah. And so... Okay. So we'll have two in here. And number two becomes one. Number three becomes two. And we got rid of one. And I think under responsible persons, change that to all again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I'm making progress here. Okay, number, the next one is goal four, developing community partnerships, community engagement. The board will be ambassadors for the district. So we have just two objectives. No, do we have three? We do have three objectives in here. The first one, represent our district as supporters of public education. The next objective is support and encourage partnerships. And objective three, focus on communication.
That's not what's up here.
Oh, I just have the first one up here right now. Oh,
represent
I see. Represent the district
okay.
as supporters of public education.
I would just... On the first one, instead of going through all that again,
uh-huh.
maintain good public relations with our community.
Okay.
The board
because that
will,
encompasses
the board will,
everything.
The board will maintain good public relations within our community or
mm-hmm.
throughout our community?
Throughout our community. With our community. Because it's not like we're going throughout
mm-hmm.
develop. Maintain good public relations within our community.
Okay, I'm kind of looking back at what the objective is. Represent our district as supporters of public education.
Right. So
I don't even
let me
know if
see
one
if I
is.
Can put some of this into my own.
Yeah.
Number two is when any one of us is actively advocating for public education. That could be any number of times, places, or opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is we're trying to maintain the good impression of the school district through our interaction with the community. It's a little more indirect.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't support public education if they don't think the schools are doing
the right.
job and if they don't think the board is responsive and so on. So it's like
okay.
a direct way of advocating and an indirect way. So the indirect
mm-hmm.
way is maintaining good public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a big list which we could keep or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if we, the problem with these lists is they start getting lengthier and lengthier.
Yes. Right. Right.
Because there's other things that we do. Like what's come up recently.
Community coffees.
And then they change
all
the time,
right.
too.
Being responsive to the emails and the phone calls
right.
that you get.
Yeah.
All that stuff that we do to try to keep a positive image of ourselves as board members and the school.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
People will
support
public education.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's a value for them and for our...
That's why you can shorten it, because it's
yeah,
ever-changing, too.
Right.
It's ever-changing.
Right.
I think it is, but
I think so too.
And but it's really important because that's how people think. If they don't like us personally,
mm-hmm.
they'll take it out on the schools.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know?
Do you think we need to add by being responsive to the community to that? It's not just maintain good public relations.
Well, that's what I meant about the list can get really long when we start thinking of all the ways that we do that. Being responsive, I think, is an important way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not on the list yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we could lengthen the list, or we could just keep it at... we could say something like, the board members will consistently maintain good public relations. Period.
I think you have to say with our community.
Within our... Throughout, whatever word you use
within,
there.
Within, throughout our community.
Throughout the community.
Within our community.
Right.
I think you have to add that.
So that's this balance between being more general and being more specific.
Because mm-hmm. I think public relations could covers
so many
being
things.
Responsive. It covers being.
That's why you should just leave it one sentence.
Yeah, like not
when
have anything
into all this
in,
other
yeah,
stuff.
So the board
like writing.
I kind of like that. The board will maintain good public relations within right. our community.
Right.
Well, yeah, like honestly, writing op-ed pieces, that's more like being an advocate. That could, you see yeah. the point, that could almost go under number two. So maybe mm-hmm. it's better just to say public relations is one, mm-hmm. advocate is two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And I'm going to say the board will be an advocate for public education for number two. Okay. I like that. Shorter is better. If anybody watched the last Sunday morning, yes, it is. With Charles Osgood, it was his last one, his last time of being the host for Sunday morning.
Sunday and morning, what's that? Is that a show?
It's a show on Sunday morning, yeah, which you probably wouldn't watch because it's from 9 to 10:30. But since I can go to church at 11:30 if I want to, I can watch it. But somebody was asking him about being a journalist, and he said that you can always improve something by making it shorter. Because you may not improve it by making it longer.
Right.
You can always improve it by making it shorter and more clear and concise. You know?
Well, okay. So.
Okay. 4B. Support and encourage partnerships.
Partnerships. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I get, you know, probably all along here, we haven't really questioned whether or not we still like the objectives, but
I don't like number two.
I think we have.
Well, number two may have been specific to last year. Is that something we're going to do this year? See, these are our action steps for this year.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't like number two.
Are we going to do, is anybody planning to do anything like that?
Well, being a part of our Chamber of Commerce, I do occasionally have opportunities. And the Union County Foundation, we're bringing in a guest speaker who's a Marysville graduate and an Academy Award winner. And I help, you know, my boss like, oh, do you think maybe he, or no, the guy said he'd like to speak with the students. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I kind of help
right.
make those connections.
So do you want to continue that this year? Or do you want to just change number two to invite the superintendent to parties?
When's the party? Do you have the dates down?
She might like that, right?
I'll be there. We can discuss whatever we need.
I think these action statements need to say the board.
The board will, yeah.
The board or board
right.
members.
Engage.
Network in the community and with businesses.
So I'm trying to write this out. The board will engage with the community and businesses to encourage
network. How about network and engage?
Yeah. The board will network and engage with the community and do you want to put businesses or local businesses?
I just think, I
think businesses.
Of course, businesses is fine because we have
yeah.
Otterbein that comes up and
yeah.
Okay, so the board will network and engage with the community and businesses
and
to encourage.
How about if the number two board members will seek opportunities to connect.
For number two?
Yeah. And I don't know whether you want to say specifically the superintendent.
Well, but everything runs through her, you know.
Right. What do you think about that?
I don't have any examples of that for myself last year, but maybe you do, Sue.
Yeah.
Well, again, I mean, we present those to our superintendent.
Yeah.
So it's like, so we don't develop.
The board will network and engage with the community.
Okay. So I think we could keep two if somebody was going to at least be open to those opportunities.
Yeah. I mean, and who knows? Because you could, you know, something could be going on at the church and all of a sudden
right.
a light bulb goes off. Oh, this would be a great opportunity.
You're right.
You know.
How about to introduce innovative ideas?
seek opportunities to...
Or opportunities for collaboration.
Seek opportunities. You're supposed to seek opportunities.
You've got
it. I like both of those.
Put it in a sentence.
Board will network.
Board members will network with the community and businesses to create opportunities for collaboration.
Well, since we don't develop them, should we say to examine? Because then we would put it to the thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay, now say what you said again. Examine.
Board members will network with the community and businesses to examine opportunities for collaboration.
Or to. What do you want to say? That's what you say. To provide or then potential opportunities, or I don't know.
To examine potential. On
number two, we've got connect, introduce potential parties.
Well, why don't you, though, put those into one? Why do we have to have two?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we say examine potential opportunities for collaboration?
Because one of them is our networking, and the other is encouraging networking with the superintendent. Isn't that the difference between one and two, or not?
That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, as a board, we will support and encourage. And number two is, then we'll take an active role of involving the student superintendent if the opportunity.
Okay, so why can't number two then read what she said? The board will examine potential opportunities to present to the superintendent for collaboration.
I don't know if I like the word examine.
Okay. The board will look at potential opportunities.
You could say the board will be alert to... It depends on what we're going to... This is an action stuff, so it's mm-hmm. really about what are we planning to do this year.
Right.
So, I mean, Amy, what are we planning to do this year? See what I mean?
Well, we just never know. I mean, if there's an opportunity
I like... I don't know. I like the idea of being alert.
The board will review potential opportunities...
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be alert to, or I'm going to be open to, or something. I don't know. This is a new one for me. I haven't worked on this. We'll seek. That's more active.
I think we had that earlier. Yeah. I had written that down. We'll seek opportunities.
We'll seek potential opportunities.
Seek is okay. I can.
To present to the superintendent for collaboration or...
Potential opportunities for, how about the board will seek potential opportunities for collaboration and innovation? I don't know.
Now we're talking about taking it to superintendent. Oh,
potential,
it's not us.
The board will seek opportunities, to present to the superintendent?
Yeah.
The board will seek potential collaborative opportunities.
Yeah, that works.
Collaborative
opportunities to present to the superintendent. It works then, doesn't it?
Shorter is not always better.
I know. I took it out of context. If you would have heard that piece, you would have appreciated the comment.
I'm sure, but he broke his own rule when he revised it. Shorter and concise.
All right.
I don't think he said that. I'm saying that. The board will seek potential opportunities for...
Potential collaborative.
Yes, okay. Here we go. The board will seek potential collaborative opportunities to present to the superintendent.
There you go.
That's number two. Number one.
Number one was the
board will
network
and engage
in the community and businesses.
with.
Or put gauge with the community and businesses. Yes, like that. I got with. What did I say? In the community?
Do you want to say, well, I mean, you want me to say local businesses or not?
No, no? Just put okay. businesses. Okay. Because you got to figure Otterbein's a business.
Okay.
They are now local, but that's because we brought them
Orville Network
into a local.
With the community, with community and business.
Right.
Do we need to put why or, I mean, or with our objective showing up there, that's it's self-explanatory. Right. Support and encourage partnerships. The board will network and engage with the community and businesses.
Yeah.
And number two, the board will seek potential collaborative opportunities to present to the superintendent.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Roll call, or drum roll. Okay, 4C, focus on communication.
Okay, so.
Do you want to say the board will continue?
So we've got the building liaison, that's action step one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and then,
extracurriculars.
Yeah, that's, we've not, we have not done that, and I'm not sure that I see that happening.
Which one?
The note on number two, that we were going to set up a Google document.
Oh, I mean, no. that was an action step last year that we never did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we failed in that area.
I think that we just need to put attend extracurricular events.
We were going to try to chart it so that we would know, like, certain kinds of events that none of us ever went to.
What's that?
Number three, we need to get rid of.
Yeah.
So
yes. We do that. That's just a part.
Right.
Is it,
right.
Before you cross out two, Sue.
No, I'm not crossing out two. I'm crossing out the C notes
right.
on two.
Okay, before you cross the idea out of developing a tracking device,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
why did we not do it last year?
Because I didn't have time to do it,
no.
and I don't think anybody else had time to do it. And I think the other thing is, I think the reality of how many different events there are.
You're not
and
gonna
how,
make them all.
I mean, I guess you had to go back to what was the purpose of doing that, okay?
The
that we didn't
was
have.
To get more of us out there to more different things.
Right.
And I still think it's a worthy goal for us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the chart was a little ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think...
You know,
and a Google Doc, knowing that not everybody...
But then you opened us up to feeling obligated to do like 100 things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Plus, then you open yourself up to people saying, looking at it, going, oh, well, they made it to this, but they didn't go to this. And then you got more criticism. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's more important, I think, to be in the buildings and keep track of that. That's why, you know, that bothered me that I can't be in there, and that's why I stepped out, because there's times I can't set
right.
up ahead of time appointment and
what
be there.
What if we did something but, more modest? Like, okay, so the building liaison program is going well
mm-hmm.
I think, and it's fairly modest. We're just trying to visit each
mm-hmm.
building.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And it doesn't mean that you have to visit any buildings. We're
right.
splitting it up.
Right.
What if we had a modest goal of trying to get one of us to one event in the major areas of extracurriculars? Does
well, I can
sense?
Tell you I go to lots of extracurriculars.
So, like, at least somebody goes to a music event. At least somebody
mm-hmm.
goes to, I don't know, sports. At least somebody goes to a SAC thing. You see
mm-hmm.
my point? Make it a little bit more modest, and maybe we can actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're already doing it. We're already getting...
Well, with nine kids playing sports, I get to a lot of sports, but I don't
yeah.
have time for the SAC and the music.
And I get to some music.
Right,
right.
But not that much.
And I think the buildings, each individual building, I mean, athletic department, you can go there, click on their calendar, and they'll give you all of the athletic events
mm-hmm.
that are taking place.
Right.
But I think that it was an exercise in futility to ask somebody to try to look at every single building and draw in all the different myriad activities
mm-hmm.
they do and try to put it in one
mm-hmm.
place. If I have, you know, I go and I look at the building websites and see what their upcoming events are, and they
mm-hmm.
have the PTO meetings and they
uh-huh.
have the festival things that they do.
Yeah.
I think that's just all extra you should do whenever you have time.
So I think the information is accessible. It's just
yeah.
not one place. It's
right.
It's at each of the building.
No, I'm just trying to translate that into a reasonable action step that helps us with communication. That's what we're trying to do here.
Right.
Communication in the sense that people see us at different things throughout the year and can talk to us there. So I'll give you an example, the moot court. Does anybody go to that? Well, you're involved with it. I don't know, forensics. Do we still have a forensics team?
We have a...
You know, all kinds of things, too.
Besides, mock trial.
Besides sports and music, there's so many things going on. If we could just make to one of those this year that hasn't...
I know you've got nine grandkids, and you're running.
I'll take care of some sports activities, and that's my issue.
I'm just wondering, is there something out there that we're not... an area that we're not getting to.
I think there probably is some places
that would really appreciate a board member dropping in once that we've never done.
Like a mock
trial. Because it's off of our radar for some reason.
Right.
Well, I think maybe art, though. I heard you were there once, but I heard that, like, no one ever shows up for that.
Well, the Art League has some, they have some shows. Yeah. I think... Well, like, for example, like Juliet invited us to go to the golf senior ceremony, you know? And then Emily Latham has done a nice job of, I don't know if she copied the entire board, but when she has programs, you know, I guess, so I don't know if there's some way for us to, like, when I go into my buildings, I try and let the teachers know or the principal know if you've got something special coming up. Let us know.
Right, but, and like you've been to the science fair.
Yeah,
some of the things are so big that the organizer thinks to invite us, and then we learn about them. But there's other things that are a little smaller and a little more modest that could still really benefit our communication if somebody dropped in. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe a more reasonable action step would be... attend extracurricular events is so broad. It doesn't really commit us to anything.
Right. We try to
attend one new extracurricular event this year. Would that be reasonable?
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't, I don't even, for myself, I don't even care what it is, but I just want to look at what's out there and pick one thing that I haven't been to. Mm-hmm. I've been to the science fair. I've been to a lot of concerts. I've been to some sporting events, not very many.
Yeah.
I was at the football game.
We have a robotics team.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Right.
We have.
Or maybe an art, like an art show.
Okay. We have a number of. You know,
it's the last one. So.
Innovation.
Destination.
Destination.
And I do. Are you okay? I'm getting rid of number three.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But the board will.
Anyway, are you guys open to something
up to date with our community on the information, and then as you get a new board member,
extracurricular
updating those things.
I don't want my salary dependent on me showing up at a certain number of events.
But the goal is worthy, I think. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
I'm not
so
to
you want to say the board will attend extracurricular events. Do we want to say the board? How do you want to put it?
How about if we just say we will seek opportunities to attend extra? That makes it a little more active. We're not just going to wait on being invited.
And I like seeking.
We will
see that's a good word.
Opportunities to attend extracurricular. How do you feel about that, Amy?
I'm good. I go to a lot of them.
I'm going tonight. I'm going Thursday night, Wednesday night.
Yes. Because it is. Yeah, it's really
fun.
And they like to, I think they like to see us.
Mm-hmm. Not every, like, you don't have, have the...
Right, so you could do different ones.
You know, so I could definitely cover different things.
Mm-hmm. Like, and so sometimes even just,
and I just
checking
don't have
out
it
the
in
building,
my schedule to
checking
do
out the building
ones.
Websites
I'm
is a good way.
Right,
like
your grandkids,
kids
who,
went,
like
all the grandkids. I've got golf,
sports,
wrestling, football,
Japanese,
softball, baseball.
Exhibition.
I do all those.
Right.
I can't fit another one.
That's amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
That's a lot.
Right. Right. Well, we're like they have the college fair the North, whatever, around 33 Northwest College Fair. So, I mean, those are some nice examples, too, of things that Or the FFA program.
Well, and I don't even
email.
Travel.
I'm trying to go to those. So.
Anymore, because we can't. We
you
can't
go
even
to the
travel.
Local ones, yeah.
Because we have
to. Okay, so we're going to we're going to have three action items in here then. Number one, the board will, I've changed it instead of maintaining, the board will continue with the building liaison program.
Okay.
Number two, the board will seek opportunities to attend extracurricular events. Scratching number three, number four becomes three, the board will maintain and update the board website.
Right.
And I'm okay with, you know, I've got myself as being responsible working with Christy. Well, actually, it's not.
Titles,
I might just put myself,
if you want to put
or just put board president. Yeah, that sounds that's good. Right, because that could change in January.
Yeah,
board president.
If it does. That action step might change.
Nice try, Sue.
Yeah. Nice try, Sue. We'll give you one on that.
Oh, you guys, I love you.
Subject to further discussion on that.
Oh,
get that
oh.
in the notes.
Okay. All right. So, does that sound?
That's good.
Everybody feel pretty good with this?
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. And again, I mean, I will send these changes. Like I said, we really didn't focus too much on the objectives, which might.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and I guess, you know, our goals are always going to be the same as our district strategic plan, and we're supporting those. So I think, you know, I think we're on the right track.
Yeah, because I still look at innovate, collaborate, inspire.
Right.
You know, that's
kind of the overarching thing. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I don't know if anybody, unless somebody has any more comments or.
I think this is good, and the objectives should really remain the same or close to the same for a 3-year cycle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Just on business planning.
Gotcha.
Methodology.
Right.
It generally takes that long for some actions to get completed, so you know. Where to move from there.
You're changing every year, you're never going to
okay.
Right. Right. And right. then, like with our district strategic plan, I think the plan for that was every 5 years to review that.
And then it may be appropriate that we do our goals in light of those changes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's kind of been the focus of this from the beginning, was to support our district strategic plan.
But I think the two work sessions have been very important to go back and refocus. You know, what are we actually going to do to try to reach our goals, because those things can change more quickly.
Right. As the makeup of the board changes too.
Yeah.
And people's time frame.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. In that case,
we're done.
I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Mr. Smith. Second, Mr. Luke. Roll call. Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Luke.
Yes.
Ms. Savage.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine. Yes. And we are adjourned at 2:29. Thank you.